can be 6C8.
Nice!
Again.
Yeah!
I love how timely you are. This is amazing. 2 days in a row. I bet you don't do this well on your homework. Yeah, wouldn't it be cool if they offered a radio class in your school? That'd be nice. Well, my radio's been having issues. I'm going to pass you to Sarah and see if this thing holds up. If not, if I go away for a bit, it's because I have to switch battery packs. here's Sarah. The other Sarah. There you go.
KE7ZUM2WB7AMR.
You better know who this is.
Hey there, Sarah.
Hey there.
So what have you guys been up to today? How are you doing, Sarah?
We've been troubleshooting, and I hope I didn't cut you off. If I did, sorry. We've been troubleshooting and, doing stuff. Standby. I'll be back.
Okay.
I didn't end the conversation, but I'll be right back.
Okay.
KE7ZUM to WB7 AMR. We're all right. Sorry about that. Monty's out of the room right now. We're trying to actually get lunch. But that's okay. We're trying to get lunch and we're trying to schedule. But yeah, we have plenty of time. The food will take forever to cool anyway.
You guys are trying to get lunch. Do you want me to hold on for a minute so you guys can eat?
No, it's all right. The lunch is going to be brought to us. We're trying to get some Roberto's.
Wait, you're at Roberto's? Or
No, we're not at Roberto's. We're going to get someone to drive down to Roberto's and get our lunch. Yeah. Oh, and if the battery goes dead, we will be back. We've been having, let's just say issues. KE7ZUM. You there? WB7AMR?
Your battery died, or are you still there?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you kind of break it up a little in there.
Well, I don't know how to work this radio, so, sorry, I don't know how to work this radio, so you're kind of, let's just say, to put it delicately, out of luck.
How am I out of luck?
'Cause I don't know how to work the radio, to make things better.
That's okay, I don't know really how to make mine any better. All I know is the offset and how to check my battery power and change my PLC, that's about it.
Oh, wow. I think what I said was, I just forgot what I said before you kind of disappeared there. We're having so many problems. KE7ZUM to WB7AMR. Yeah, we're... Monty's heading out for a few minutes. He's gonna take the radio with, and we're gonna try and continue the conversation from there. Hopefully, I don't know how.
I will.
He'll continue the conversation. I'm just gonna be there in proxy.
Okay, Sarah. You wanna talk to me again? That's cool.
Of course I want to talk to you again. You know that. Sniff, sniff.
Oh.
all right, stand by. I'll give the radio to Monty as soon as he's done contorting, taking a contortion class 101 here. KE7ZUM. Take care in 73.
Okay. I love you, Sarah. You're cool.
Here's the phone.
Okay.
Ow.
Sure, if you can find someone, you and Sarah can both come over here, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess it's more up to my parents than me.
Yep.
But I'd be more than happy to have both of you over here.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you discuss it? Granted, it's a little short notice, but discuss the idea with your dad if you can. And if I can find a way there, I'll figure something out. That would be cool, especially if your dad's willing to come all the way over here to get me. I can give him a little bit of gas money or something, you know.
Is it readable? I can't spell cucumbers. I think I'm close.
Yeah, I'll see
it. Can you guys? Is it C-U-C-U-M-B-E-R-S?
Yeah, cucumbers.
Cucumbers.
Yep. I think we're about to leave, so give me a moment so I can get down the stairs safely, and then I'll be right back with you. KD6CAE portable.
Don't forget my phone.
I
Mom?
Have it.
I'm sorry I
didn't
take it. Yeah,
I didn't know.
Whichever car you feel most comfortable taking, I guess. Let's see. Let's go down the. Where am I going? I hate the way this staircase is designed. Because you find the banister, you think it's the one for downstairs, and it's not. Nope, that is the one for downstairs. Oh, boy. This is going to be fun. Let me get down here. Okay. Get this and this. Okay. Slowly making my way down our staircase. Hopefully you're still copying me. We have three landings on the staircase. I need the second one. What's that, Sarah?
Oh, it's over the top staircase. We only have one landing. And that's the top one.
Yeah.
We only have one landing going up the stairs.
Well, you'd hate our staircase. There's three of them. And I'm just going down the third one now. And here I am at the bottom. Yay, I made it. KD6CAE for ID, by the way. Okay, now I'm just waiting for my ride to bring me, or to be ready, and such, and then we'll go do our trip, making sure I have everything.
Sounds good. Yeah, see, Emily, don't.
Yes, Emily, don't do whatever it is you're gonna do.
Ball at me, and I blurted that out before I unkeyed.
Hey, that added to the fun. That added to the fun. That's all I gotta say. Yeah. So she's participating indirectly with this conversation.
Laughing at me now and threatening me with this ball again. She's shaking it at me.
Emily, you better be nice to your sister, or she's gonna put you on the radio.
Now she started.
What's that,
Rickan?
What's that?
Car in the garage.
Oh, is it in the garage?
Yes.
Okay, how do I get to the garage? Stand by a second, Sarah. KD6CAE.
Okay.
Bye. Let me figure out how to get out there.
WTF monitoring.
This way?
Are the keys in the car?
I believe so. Oh, no, I think they're on the bar.
Might be on the bar?
Oh, okay.
Might want to check before we...
Yeah, I'm going to check the car first.
Okay. Want me to wait here? Or...
No, you can go in the car.
Okay. Yeah, might as well. Okay.
Oh, they're here.
They're here?
Yeah.
Okay. Ah, good. All right, so I'll get up... Let me find the car first.
How's it over here?
Okay.
Hey, this is the...
There's the mirror, so I'm getting close. Let's see if I can actually get around the obstacle.
Yeah, don't go that way because there is, like, the way it's parked, that there's a bike in the way.
Oh!
Yeah.
So how am I getting in? I assumed I was going to be up front since I'm right there, but I can go back here if that's easier.
Okay.
Whatever works.
Oh, this is the front.
Oh! No, I'm not driving, but I can certainly try. Which...
Are you in more?
No. Let's see, is this the other door? Is this the other?
Yeah, it's faster.
Okay. I'll come in this way then. Oh, give me a moment. Whatever... Whatever you do, make sure I'm in the car before you leave.
Oh, yeah,
that would be... there we go. Okay.
I wouldn't want to do it anyway.
That's good. Okay.
Or, I mean, I wouldn't want to do any... No.
Okay, I think we're good. We should be secure. Okay, here we go. We're heading to, you know where we're going.
Roberto's, right?
Yep. I've got my goodies with me. Okay, Sarah, I have returned. We're mobiling right now, you can probably tell. So, here we are. 86 CAE now mobile. There you go.
I'm not sure how I'm supposed to tell that you're mobile besides you telling me. But, yeah, I'm still here.
Well, I figured maybe my signal got a bit more fluttery, you know, since I am just on a handheld. But, hey, if you can't tell I'm mobile, that's cool. That means this system's working really well.
Yeah, it seems to be doing pretty good.
And you're sounding really good into it. Yeah, we got to make our way out of this this community that we're in, and then go, you know, 2 feet down the road to Roberto's, and then
a little more than 2 feet.
Okay, a little, just about 2.5 feet, and then go down and get our food, and we'll be good. It'll be awesome, and I can talk to you all pretty much all the way down, at least until the battery dies.
Okay, sounds good. So, what are you going to get at Roberto's?
That's the question. I am going to get the thing that got me introduced to Roberto's that I fall in love with. Bean and cheese burritos. Nothing on them, just bean and cheese and nice wrapped tortilla and yummy and yeah. And I'm getting 4 of them. She thinks I'm crazy.
Sounds good. Yeah, Roberto's burritos are a lot better than school burritos. Of course, I also like Cafe Rio. They have really good burritos.
Never had them. I don't know if we have one around this area, but
yeah, not in this area.
We don't have any out here. My cab driver is informing me.
Oh, we have some in Vegas, just not near us.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, there's only a couple in town that I know of, and they're pretty far away from where I am too. I've only been there a couple of times, but I know people who have their recipe.
Yum. Well, I'm a sucker for burritos. I love burritos. I love especially bean and cheese burritos. And beef and bean burritos are good, too. And all three would also be good. So any combination thereof, I'm good.
Yes, they are good. Yeah. Emily.
I like that. The more she harasses you, the more incentive she must want to really get on the radio.
Echoey. She says
echoey
noise.
Echoey. Well, I remember playing with stuff like that when I was a kid. Although when I was a kid, I was playing with tape recorders and stuff like that. But I do know what it's like to play with cool things, like balls and weird things that do weird things.
Yeah, I love tape recorders. My sister has one with a microphone on it. We had this new show at one point.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. So, anyways, hey, we made it out of our complex. I think we're about to pull into where we're going to go here in just a moment. That's my feeling, anyway. I'm not actually monitoring our progress, but I think that's the idea. I remember from the last time I went there.
So, in the time you've been here, how many times have you been to Roberto?
Believe it or not, this will only be my second time. That's it. Only my second time.
Okay, I believe you.
Oh, but if I had heard about it before I came here, I would have been there a lot more, I think.
Well, I can believe that too. Yes, I can believe that too.
Yeah, so... I'm glad we met on field day. This is like, I think we're going to be able to stay in contact even when I leave town because, we've got the Western Reflector and we can talk through there and Yeah, I'll make sure that we all stay in contact. I won't be falling off the face of the earth anytime soon.
Sounds good. Once Sarah gets her radio, all three of us can talk, because it's, well, not at the same time, but we can all be in a conversation at the same time.
Yes, we can. I'm looking forward to that. In fact, she's hoping to get the radio on Friday. So if you're around Friday, we might do some testing with it.
You're still going to be around Friday? I guess you're leaving on Friday, because you're leaving after the 4th, right?
I'm leaving, actually, I've extended my visit slightly. I'm leaving on the, probably the 15th or 17th. I haven't decided when, but it'll be around then.
I think that's a little bit more than a little. That's almost a week more.
Well, that's because you guys are just so awesome, you know.
I'm sure both Sarahs appreciate that compliment.
Yes, I'm sure they will. Now, Sarah, ZUM Sarah, will not appreciate it until she hears this recording that I'm making for her to listen to when I get back.
So you're recording this conversation?
I most certainly am.
That means I'm going to have to get on the computer and listen to it, too. It's an audio boo, isn't it?
You know about audio boo? I'm impressed. I didn't think I told you about it, but yep, we've got also 7 hours of field day up on Audio Boo, too, if you want to listen to that.
Oh, yeah, I know. No, actually, you guys were talking about it in field day, so I looked it up when I got home, because I had to do research on the computer that night. So I looked it up, and I started, you already had it.
Gotcha. Well, we're here. I'll be right back. I'm going to go get my food. I'll call you when I get back out, if you're still on here. KD6CAE. We'll be back in a little bit here.
Stop broadcasting. Button.
Okay. Wait. WB7AMR, KD6CAE. How copy right now? I'm inside of Roberto's right now waiting for our food.
You're coming in okay. You might have to hold on a sec because it looks like my battery is dying too. So, my mom is currently on the phone with my dad trying to find another battery for me.
Okay. Let me know if you need to go. I that'd be no problem. I'll be listening. KD6CAE. Sarah apparently has lost. Well, she has a dead battery too, except hers actually is working. I'm actually amazed that mine is holding up. Apparently mine is finally deciding to charge, which is good. Let's see what my phone signal strength is. I see Sprint's got full bars in here from when I was looking at your status bar earlier.
Yeah, right now I'm okay. It's kind of flashing low battery at me. So if I have to go for a minute, I'll only be gone for about 5 minutes, which enough to give me another little bit of a charge. So right now I'm okay.
Okay. Are you on low power? If you're not, that will help if you drop to low power.
I will switch to low power.
Okay, yeah, because on this repeater, on this frequency, because of the remote, you'll be just fine on low power. Yay for remotes on big mountains.
Okay, now I'm on low power. Can you still hear me?
Yes, almost no difference in signal. It's still pretty much full quieting.
Okay, and it's not flashing low battery at me anymore, so that's good.
Yeah. You're at lower power, less current, so you'll last a little bit longer now. Yay.
Yep, luckily that's one of the things that I know how to do on this radio, so, because I've had to hear it before. I forgot to charge my battery, so that's usually my fault.
Oh, don't worry. I've been guilty of that many times. Many, many times. Hey, did you know there was a swap meet at a ham radio swap meet thing at the AES parking lot? I guess it's this Saturday, like really, really early in the morning, earlier than we would likely get up, but it's there.
Yes, my dad has been guilty of trying to get up for that and failing that.
Well, that sucks. I was going to see if you wanted to get up at maybe 4 in the morning and maybe come out and bring me over there. Just kidding.
If you want, I can ask my dad. I've been asking him for a long time if I could go with him.
Are you ready?
Hold on. Let me put my stuff. Okay. Stand by. We're about to leave, and I gotta put my stuff away and stuff. Hang on. KD6CAE, be right back with you. Okay, WB7AMR, KD6CAE, we are still here. We're mobile, heading, my ride is actually picking up something for him to eat, and then we'll be on the way back home. No, he's getting something at Taco Bell. We're taking Roberto's back home with us. Or with me, rather. I got Roberto's for me and Sarah.
So he's ditching Roberto's to get Taco Bell?
He doesn't have much more in terms of fundage to do much more.
Don't hate on Taco Bell.
Okay.
It's poor man's food.
It's poor man's food, but it's good food.
It's great food. That's why us poor people eat it.
That's right.
No, I'd be having McDonald's.
McDonald's is good. Chicken nuggets and fries when I do that.
Taco Bell's not bad.
Not the chicken nuggets.
Can't beat tacos.
The french fries, though. You can't beat
those. Oh, yeah. That's something I have a weakness for.
My ride and I are talking about how awesome the McDonald's french fries are. Some of the best french fries for fast food that I know of. Them and In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Yum, yum, yum.
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out is... I'll be going there before I leave town for sure.
In-N-Out and McDonald's have the best french fries ever. Although Del Taco's aren't bad either. Del Taco has pretty good french fries too.
But you know what the problem with Del Taco is, though? You know how the macho fries used to be in the big cups?
Mm-hmm.
They lowered that. It's now in just a box. It's just like any other french fry, as far as I can tell.
Now.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad.
Really? I didn't know they did that.
Happens when corporations want to make another.
Yeah, they for the longest time, you know, they had the macho fries, and they were in the big, you know, the cups, the same as the soft drink cups. In fact, you knew when they were macho fry cups because they'd have a hole in the bottom of them. But now they don't do that anymore, at least not in California. Maybe they still do out here, but I don't think so.
I don't know. The last time I went to Del Taco, they still did it. I'm not sure. Maybe they don't. It was a few months ago, so I'm not sure.
I noticed the change back in November, I think it was, when I went to our local Del Taco. So if you haven't been there since then, you might see it that's that way now. Now it's just in a little box, like a normal french fry would be, but it doesn't seem that large anymore. When it was in the big cup, it was really awesome.
Right. It was pretty awesome when
they
were in the cup.
It looked pretty cool, too. When we get into the drive-thru, I'll have you stand by again so that Rakan doesn't get distracted by me blibber-blabbering here.
That's okay, I blibber-blabber all the time.
True, but, you know, trying to be a little bit nice. Hey, as far as me coming over there tomorrow, find out what your dad says, either for that or the AES thing. I'd be willing to give it a shot.
Two and a half hours,
huh? That's not too long. Maybe set up a reminder for yourself in case you forget, because I know how sisters are. Emily might distract you. Ha ha.
She distracts me all the time. Right now she's trying to get a post from ABS, and I'm not giving it to her.
Wow. Yeah, but if you could do that, that'd be cool. That'd give me something to really look forward to for tomorrow. That'd be awesome if I could go over there.
Yeah, I'll see what he says. If not, I'll try to convince him for Saturday, too. We'll see if we can pick him up.
Oh, wait, it's not 2
p.m. Dad wants to go to jail.
Yeah, well, it's off the road, it is.
What's that?
No, I'm just talking with him.
Okay. WB7AMR, KD6CAE, are you still around?
WB7AMR.
You're such an awesome radio operator. You're like there whenever I call you, and you're there right on time. I gotta like tease you in a good way about that. We are headed back to the visiting QTH. Well, that is, first we have to get out of the Taco Bell parking lot. Then we'll be heading back.
Yep, it would help to get out of the parking lot. It's hard to drive anywhere if you're still in the parking lot.
We could drive around in circles in the parking lot, but that would be very boring and very non-productive.
Yes, it would.
Yeah, so, not much else going on here. I'm actually surprised my battery's holding up. I was having issues all day yesterday. I wanted to check into a net, the Handshakers net, which, by the way, I think you'd really enjoy. If you ever want to, from 7 to 9, I believe, yeah, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., there's a net on the Western Reflector. It's called North American Handshakers net, and you can check into that if you want to.
No. I might check into that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you're eating and I'm not home yet. I can't eat yet. Well, I can, but I choose not to because I'm holding on to Sarah's phone, KE7ZUM's phone, because I'm recording with that. And, what are you eating?
A Jolly Rancher.
Healthy.
Yum. That's nice and healthy. Very yum. Just make sure you have some Krispy Kreme donuts and some other stuff with it. Yum, yum, yum.
I love Krispy Kreme donuts.
I've never had them. You don't by chance have a Krispy Kreme near you or a place to get them.
I know there's a Krispy Kreme on Spring Mountain and Greenbow, which isn't too far from here. It's by a Walmart that we usually shop at.
Ooh. Well, like I said, my interest in coming over there and saying hello is becoming more and more inviting.
Well, it's not right next to my house. I mean, you have to go up this street and down another one for about 15 minutes drive.
Oh, okay, so it's in between your house and here, but still, out here where we are, I think I told you the area we're in, there's like nothing cool like that around here.
Where does she live?
All the way at the northwest end of town, I think.
Oh, in Vegas?
Yeah.
There's a little bit. We have three gas stations in the intersection, and then we have a McDonald's. But that's about it for here, in one direction. And then in the other direction, we have another gas station. And I think that's where the Roberto's is. Yeah, that's where the Roberto's is. But like I said, that's about it. Oh, and we have Taco Bell and Del Taco.
Okay. Yeah, you're... Which part of Vegas are you? You're in the north... Is it northwest, they call it? Or refer to it as?
No, I'm not. I think I'm still in the southwest part of the valley.
What?
Southwest part of the valley, really?
If your driver knows where the Orleans is, I'm just up the street from that, so...
Oh.
Okay, my awesome driver is just telling me about where you are, so I get an idea of how long it would be to go there.
Do you know where Sierra Vista High School is?
Do you know where Sierra Vista High School is?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Okay, he says never mind.
That's the only landmark I know.
That's the only landmark that he knows that's significant around the area there.
Okay.
Right.
Who is your driver?
Sarah's brother.
Name. Tell him I'm by the Hacienda Heights Church building. He'll know where that is.
He
can go there.
Yeah, I used to go to Hacienda Heights Church.
Oh, okay.
Church,
yeah. Yep, we know where it is now. And we are just pulling back into the very crowded garage, so I will be with you again in a minute.
You want to get out first so you're not crowded?
Let me do that. Let me get out and I'll get with you in a little bit here, Sarah. Or do you want me to just let you go now and I'll talk to you? Maybe I'll give you a call or something on the phone or something later to let you know how things are going, or what do you want to do? Yep.
Are you guys going to go eat now?
Probably. I'm sure Sarah's a little hungry, so I'm going to, like, give her, you know, that, and we're going to try to sort all the food out and stuff. Give me just a minute.
Yeah, go ahead and give me a call so you guys can eat.
Okay. He'll be pleasantly surprised to know that. I'll let you know. I'll give you a phone call when I'm free again, and we'll go from there. K86CAE, thanks for chatting again.
Okie dokie, WB7AMR.